Dennis, what's your verdict after that result?
Just really disappointed because, again, the nature of the goals we conceded, obviously, you know, pretty much straight after half time, they've had a ball in front of the dugout, hit a big diagonal, midfield runners coming in and they've scored from it. And then the second one's obviously a back pass that Rene obviously hasn't seen the guy there and passed it straight to him in the box. And now all of a sudden we're 2-0 down and really up against it. So, you know, we're throwing everything at it there. We've put everybody forward and we've just tried to put them under pressure to try and get a break. Because we didn't pass the ball well again today, just like last week. I thought that was, you know, not very good from us. But we just try to put them under pressure. It's an FA Cup match. You know, keep putting that ball in the box for 30 minutes and hope something will break. But we had some opportunities today, didn't take them, and we've gone out.
The first half was quite an entertaining affair. Both sides had chances. I mean, it could have been 2 or 3 all at half-time, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we looked like we could score from every corner in the first half. Every time we had a corner, Pidge seemed to get his head to it, but no one could actually get the ball over the line. You know, Noosh had a great one at the back stick there from a yard out that he's got a free header that he could have put in. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was pretty much end-to-end. We was obviously in the game. You know, we tell him at half-time, just make sure you keep a clean sheet and the worst you take him back to York Street. And then within 2 minutes or 3 minutes, we're 1-0 down. So it's really disappointing, for sure, to be out of the FA Cup. But just disappointed with our, you know, our overall performances at the moment. We've got to do a lot better, so, you know, something's got to change.
Having fallen behind, were you disappointed that you didn't work their keeper more in the closing stages because you had a lot of the ball?
Yeah, it just didn't fall for us, did it? You know, we kept putting it in the box. They've obviously got a lot of numbers there. We've got a lot of numbers there. You just need it to fall for somebody. But when you've got that many bodies around the box, there's always somebody there to swing a leg at it. So it didn't actually fall in somebody's path. Well, one did at the end there with Millsy, I think, and he's gone and fresh aired it. He's run onto it and missed the ball completely. But no, it just hasn't quite broke for us. But, you know, we put it in there enough. They've naturally sat in. They've got a 2-0 lead to defend, so they've naturally sat in and they just played with a three on the break. Whenever they got possession back of the ball, they just played the ball on the break.
You said something has to change. What can change? What were you trying to do to change things?
Well, we've got to find a formula to get us back to winning ways. So something's got to change. Some way down the line, I've got to work hard this week on changing things. You know, the defence has got to stop conceding goals, sloppy goals. We've done that all season. And we've got a really fantastic back four. So something's got to change there. Midfield, we've got to get them pressing higher up the pitch, and we need more work rate from the people up front. So if we improve on these things, we'll have a better chance of winning a football match.
Can your current squad make those changes themselves, or are you going to have to bring other players in and move other players on?
Well, we'll look at it this week. I mean, obviously I've been really disappointed with the results of the last couple of games, you know, so. Well, I'm going to have a long think this week and see where we are with the squad and what we can do with it and what's available. Maybe it does need freshening up. You know, sometimes you can get us into a rut. You know, you start losing football matches and the confidence goes. Sometimes you need to bring somebody in just to re-spark it back up. So we'll have a good think this week and we'll work hard and see where we can go.
It's been reported in Spalding today that you're interested in bringing Mark Jones back to the club. Is that right? Is there any truth in that at all?
Yeah, there's truth in that. We've done a deal to bring Jonesy back in, so he'll be in the squad for next weekend.
And what is that deal? Is it a loan deal and how long is it for?
3 months.
3 months. And what will he bring to the side? I know you're a fan of his. You've tried to bring him back before, I think. What will he give to the side?
Well, he'll give us, importantly, physicality. I think it's been evident in a few of the games this year, especially against Endersford, that, you know, physically it's a problem at times for us. So he will give us an out that way. You know, Mark is quite good in the air. He's mobile as well. And if we can get him fired up again like he was when he first arrived at Boston, he'll be a good player for us. You know, we haven't got no competition for places up front at the moment. And I think that's showing, you know. So Connor Robinson goes back after Saturday's game. You know, Noosh still ain't fully right. And Dow has been carrying the burden on his own. But, you know, he needs a foot in the backside as well sometimes. And you need competition for places, certainly in the forward area. So Mark will give us all of these things. So hopefully he'll work out to be a good signing.
But, since Mark Jones left Boston a couple of years ago, he's been to games from Spalding. It's not quite worked out for him. Do you think you can get the Mark Jones back that was at Boston a couple of years ago and scoring goals for fun?
I hope so. I think he really likes the football club. You know, obviously at times, you know, if somebody's offering you more money. I'm not saying he's money orientated, but if somebody's offering you double money to go and play at the same standard, you can understand why people go and do that. But I think the bottom line is he really enjoyed his time at Boston, and I think he'd like to put something back into Boston. So if we get the best out of him for 3 months, then it'd be good for Boston United.
And he'll go into the squad for the hard game next week, and that now becomes a very big game for you in the context of the last two results.
Oh, every game's a big game, you know, when you've lost a couple of football matches. You know, before last weekend, we hadn't lost in 3 games. Now, all of a sudden, we've lost 2 games back-to-back. So, you know, every game's important. Nobody likes to lose any football matches. But, you know, just the worrying thing for me is, at the moment, we don't look like we can win a football match. So that's what we've got to try and put right. We've got to try and get some belief back into the players. And we've got to try and go and win a football match.
Thanks, Dennis.
No worries.
Thank you, Dennis. Cheers.